Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has sent a message to Pope Francis expressing his determination to defend Syrians of all religions against Takfiri militants. Assad also stressed the significance of dialogue as the only option to find a way out of the current crisis in the country. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan blames foreign countries and his political opponents for a corruption scandal that has shaken his government. The scandal has already forced three of his ministers to resign at a cabinet reshuffle. Meanwhile, anti-corruption protesters gathered in the capital on Saturday to demonstrate against the government. Bahrain's main opposition bloc, Al-Wafaq, has criticized the Al-Khalifa regime's illegal measures. On Saturday, Al-Wafaq chief Sheikh Ali Salman was detained for a few hours for comments he made during Friday prayers. The Ministry of Interior had accused him of inciting hatred against the government. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says Tehran has built a new generation of centrifuges for uranium enrichment. Ali Akbar Salehi also adds that if Iran needs 20% enriched uranium for its nuclear facilities, it has the right to enrich it. U.S. police in Alabama are investigating the shooting death of two people. Six others were also wounded in the shooting spree in Montgomery, about half a mile north of Alabama State University. No arrests have been made so far. Gun violence in the U.S. claims thousands of lives annually. Thousands of African migrants and human rights activists have taken to the streets in Tel Aviv to protest Israel's policy toward asylum seekers. The protests, dubbed March for Freedom, are aimed at raising awareness about Israel's policy of detaining and jailing asylum seekers without checking their refugee status. Ukraine's opposition has pledged to continue to protest in the capital, Kiev, with thousands of demonstrators expected to take to the streets on Sunday. A motorcade with anti-government activists will drive to the residences of the president, prime minister, and parliament speaker to deliver a list of demands, including their resignations. And also, reports from the Central African Republic say hundreds of civilians are rushing to flee the violence that has gripped the country despite the presence of thousands of French and African Union troops there. More than 1,000 people are believed to have been killed in 3 weeks of conflict.